WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
More people now know who David Lynch is from the successful TV show he co-created, Twin Peaks. Before TV, Lynch made movies, Eraserhead, Dune, and Blue Velvet. His new film, Wild at Heart, stars Nicolas Cage and Laura Dern. It won the Palme d'Or at this year's Cannes Film Festival and opens in theaters around the country this weekend. Critic Owen Gleiberman has this review.
Baby, I got a surprise for you.
Hey, my snakeskin jacket! Thanks, baby! Did I ever tell you that this here jacket represents a symbol of my individuality and my belief in personal freedom?
About 50,000 times. I got us a room at the Cape Fear. And guess what? Power Man's playing at the Hurricane.
Stabbing and steer.
That was Nicolas Cage trying to sound like Elvis Presley. As Wild at Heart goes on, he keeps talking like Elvis, and he keeps repeating that line about his snakeskin jacket. I think it's supposed to be a joke, though the whole movie is so self-conscious, it's a little hard to tell. This is the first time I've watched a David Lynch film and felt that he was showing off. From the joltingly violent opening sequence, in which Cage smashes a guy's brains out against a marble floor, you can feel Lynch working overtime to shock you. Wild at Heart is a scabrous and bloody Southern Gothic road comedy, and almost nothing in it feels very spontaneous. Even Twin Peaks, which was made within the restrictions of network television, had far more of Lynch's true spirit. Cage plays Sailor Ripley, a tough stud delinquent just released from prison. Laura Dern is his hot and bothered girlfriend Lula, whom he calls Peanut. These two are crazy about each other, but Lula's mom, who has the hots for Sailor, is determined to keep them apart. As they head out of town, they're pursued by a private detective and then a mobster. But Lula and Sailor have each other, and to them, that's all that matters.
Peanut, I'm thinking of breaking parole and taking you out to Santa California.
Sailor?
You up for that?
I'd go the far end of the world for you, baby. You know I would.
Rockin' good news.
As Wild at Heart goes on, Lynch captures the druggy obsessiveness of a young love affair, the feeling of being happily drowned in erotic pleasure. Laura Dern is an actress who puts nothing between her emotions and the audience. She plays Lula as a spunky daredevil in black leather bras. At the same time, no one in contemporary movies can say the words, "I love you," with such feverish yearning. For the most part, though, these two characters are way too thin. The idea behind Sailor seems to be that if you take an Elvis-worshipping delinquent, a guy who's an utter cliché, and then exaggerate him to the nth power, you'll have a wild and crazy David Lynch hero. But with a high-stepping put-on artist like Cage at the center of the movie, Lynch can't establish his usual duality between weirdness and innocence. Wild at Heart lacks the primal pleasures of Lynch's best work. Lynch fills the movie with scattered bits of subversive humor, a belabored series of references to The Wizard of Oz, and cameos by actors like Crispin Glover and John Lurie, who carry their hip credentials onto the screen with them. It's not until late in the film that Willem Dafoe makes his appearance as Bobby Peru, the most evil of Sailor and Lula's tormentors. Outfitted with fake gums and a pencil mustache, Dafoe proves a master of leering villainy. The scene in which he terrorizes Lula in her motel room has a teasing power. Slowly, Lula's fear and revulsion melt into ambiguous desire. As that happens, we sink into the dark side along with her. But that's the only moment when Wild at Heart attains that quintessentially Lynch-like quality, the rapturous and terrifying sensation of being lost in dreams.
Owen Gleiberman is film critic for Entertainment Weekly.